It is 87 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. In the last few weeks, extreme heat and drought have devastated Tennessee crops. That, on top of recent cuts to SNAP benefits, have more Tennesseans needing food assistance. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports from a Nashville church that is looking to do more to help.
Extreme weather events like ice storms and heat waves can make food scarcer. Take rice, for example.
Ironically, hilariously, sadly, rice is one of the crops that are one of the biggest indicators of climate crisis.
That's Reverend Stacy Harwell Dye. This Sunday, she's helping organize an event where people can talk about food insecurity. The cost of admission will be a bag of rice for the people who can afford it, because it's one shelf-stable crop that food pantries always need. She says Christians are called to glean, the biblical practice of leaving some of your food unharvested so strangers who are hungry will have something to take.
So this biblical command to leave some fruit on the vine, some vegetable in your field, some wheat out for the people who cannot afford it. And it is theirs to glean. It is theirs to take. It's a commandment.
In the summer, Harwell Dye usually helps pack produce for people who need food.
But we didn't have a crop this year.
She says she's not sure why, but a USDA soil report shows that Tennessee's crops have taken a hit by a recent drought, with nearly 80% of the state's soil currently rated very poor. So instead, the organizer from Society of St. Andrews had them pack seeds.
And there's hope in that, right? Like, she wasn't just like, there are no crops, so we have nothing to do. She was like, there will be crops. Let us give seeds to people that need it.
But until those seeds can become food, donations like instant rice and other pantry staples are all the more important. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
Next hour, we will have more on mourning Dolly Parton. The Tennessee icon died today at 80 years old. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.